turn it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tan Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the show where you can find help and hope. And as always, move up, Lynn. And we're at the bowling alley today, guys, so this is a whole different show. So if we get a little flaclamp, just please be patient with us. So as always, we have my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
Isn't this exciting?
Oh my goodness, we're big time.
Oh my God, at the bowling alley. This is very cool. And we have with us our friend, come over here for a minute, get you on Facebook for a minute, Christine Payne.
Hello, everyone.
You're going to be a guest on the show today. And on the boards, in the studio, we have the fabulous Mr. Peter Blake.
Hey, ladies, how you guys doing?
Oh, there he is.
There you go. I'm here.
Hear you.
Guys moving up in the world, huh?
Yeah, moving on up. Oh,
yes.
Moving on up in the bowling alley.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sounds good.
Where else can we go?
Yeah, all the way up there. All good. So thank you for my friend for helping us today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you. And we also have Mr. Ed here today from WTAN. Hooking everything up so that we can do this live from the bowling alley.
Thank goodness.
It's really, yeah, it's very cool being here today. So we're actually here at Liberty Lanes in Largo, and we're here for a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Society, because you know how close that is to my heart. We really need to get out there. We need to do funding. We need to do raising so that we can find some solutions to this horrible disease. And I would like to say God bless Aretha Franklin. What an amazing woman. An amazing woman. And she definitely is like the queen of soul. Her songs just go forever and ever and ever. So, oh yeah, I got to get closer to the mic. Okay. Oh. All right. If you go, hey, guys, like I said, this is the first time we're doing this.
You're doing great.
We're doing good. But I would love to give a shout out to our new listeners. We have Debbie in Seminole.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. We have Liz in St. Pete. And we have Kimberly in Tampa.
Yay.
So you know how much I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening, because I know it's not so easy just to be able to take time out of your busy day to sit down and listen to a radio show or walk around the house and listen to a radio show. But we're here every Saturday at noon, and everything is podcast. So you can go to Tan Talk Radio, or you can go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. So, Christine, I want to talk to you about – Christine is – one of my sponsors and partners, Christine M. Payne, the essential oils lady. And, you know, a while back I did a survey of my caregivers about asking them about different issues, what was important to them, and what things they wanted to address. And one of the things they said they wanted to address was stress, sleeplessness, irritability, sadness, and isolation. So I know essential oil is not going to help with isolation, but I know it can help with the other things, which I then think helps with isolation.
Absolutely.
So give us some information here that our listeners need to hear.
Sure. So one of the main things that we want to discuss with anybody starting off with essential oils is the education, particularly around what type of essential oils are out on the market and which ones that are safe.
Yeah, not the ones from Dollar Tree.
It's, you know, and as we were talking on one of the shows previously, we had mentioned this was really an important part of it, because like everyone is unique, we have different chemistries. And so what we want to be able to do is understand each individual's chemistry as it relates to which essential oils might work better for that particular situation.
Well, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
So I just came back from New York. So we're in the airport in New York, and we were in Boston, actually, and we're stuck there for hours. And I go walking around, and I see this essential oil store. And I think, oh, this is so interesting. And I walk up, and there's, like, some samples there. So I take some peppermint. I'm feeling a little stressed or whatever, and I put it on the palm of my hand. And I'm, like, snuffing it and everything. And I get back to the gate, and I'm telling my daughter and my granddaughter about it. And they go for a walk, and they come back a little while later, and they go, Mom, you're not supposed to put that stuff on your skin. But I'm thinking it's at the airport. It was expensive. It was a fancy place. I'm thinking, oh, this stuff is great. They're like, Mom,
where are you supposed to put it?
Good question, right?
Exactly, in the garbage.
Well, and that's one of the biggest reasons why we do the education. So as we represent different essential oil companies, the one that you want to be very aware of is doTERRA's. And the reason why is because of the safety, the efficacy, the testing, all of the things that go into making it a higher level of an essential oil that you are very safe to be putting even on your skin or breathing in.
Okay.
So if we have a little bit of competition here, right? So when we go through some of the essential oil usage for people who are looking for some tools, again, essential oils can be just part of their tool chest. And like we said, it wouldn't even matter if somebody came to us and had a really clean diet and they were exercising well and they were, you know, helping their bodies detox. One of the things that we look at, each one of us, is how self-care can add to, or how we can look at self-care in a different way and not let it be a selfish mindset.
Exactly.
Let it be, right? Let it be something that...
I feel guilty because I'm taking care of myself.
Correct. And I think that that's probably one of the areas that most people don't realize is such an important part of utilizing a tool like essential oils. So when you were asking me about those four different areas of stress and sleep, irritability, sadness, isolation. Those are some of those are emotions. Some of those are feelings.
Right.
Some of them do not have to be a physical situation unless we choose it to be. And sometimes we don't even know that they are. So remember when we were talking about the crossover between mental and physical?
Uh-huh.
All right, so we can utilize essential oils in different ways as it relates to how do we get over a certain feeling, or how do we accept a certain feeling as it is and work to create a different atmosphere.
Right.
So let's work with that. Let's work with our caregivers and say, where is the stress first coming from? Where does it come from? And does it relate to the sleep, or the lack of, or the interrupted, or what type of sleep are we, you know, experiencing? What type of sleep have we experienced for a long time, too, right?
Because you have to know what your history is and what kind of sleepy you are. And
exactly. What kind of habits do you have as it relates to your daily activities around nutrition?
Yeah. Yeah.
All of these encompass everything as a whole person, so that when you bring an essential oil into your body, you want to bring it into a filled body that can receive it a lot better.
Exactly, because you want to be putting it into a healthy body.
Correct. And then it just makes that essential oil work that much better.
Okay.
So let's look at some of those areas that we were talking about as it relates to some of our caregivers, because most of them undoubtedly have some stress in their lives.
Absolutely.
What kind of stress do you think people have?
All kinds of stress.
Oh, you're getting cocky.
Yeah, this is better for me. This works for me.
Yeah, she can move with it.
Still. Yeah, yeah, like, right? Yeah. This works for me. So, yeah, I mean, you know what happens to the caregiver? All day long, they're taking care of somebody all day long.
Yep.
And now it comes to be bedtime, and now you've got your loved one in the bed, okay, and they're sleeping. But you're worried about them sleeping. And you're worried about if they're going to get up during the night, if they're going to fall, or if they need to get up and go to the bathroom or something like that. So I think part of it is just interrupted.
Interrupted
sleep. And then I understand there's certain things you can't do, but I also understand when you are interrupted, there are things you can do.
Sure. One of the, there's probably a whole host of different essential oils that are very equipped to help our bodies relax, calm, turn it off, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right? Because sometimes the issue is, I've got so much stuff on my mind and I've got so many things I've got to do tomorrow or whatever, and I just can't turn it off.
And when I finally do, thoughts are always so worse in the middle of the night. As soon as it gets daylight, it's better.
Right? Oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And then even when you do wake up, even if you've had a couple of hours of good sleep, and then you suddenly wake up in the middle of the night, and it's like, those thoughts again are coming through. So we have a number of essential oils that are so good to help the body. Now, think about this way. Remember how most people equate relaxation to lavender?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you think they do that?
I don't know. It's just soft. There's something soft about it. Yeah, we've got the purple and the lavender today. There's something that feels good about it.
So the reason why is because some chemistry in lavender has helped the brain to lessen the calm it down, okay? The chemistry is. So when we relate that, when we've had an experience that, that smell, I remember that smell, and all of a sudden, we take it down a little notch, the brain will remember that. And so we want to keep that matched. So whatever that smell for that chemistry is,
right,
to lessen the effects of your interrupted sleep. So there are, Roman chamomile is a great one to be able to do that. Lavender, of course. Even bergamot. Like, there are different ones. Vetiver. Oh, my goodness. That's like a tonic in the body. And when you mix it with
I
know. And it actually smells like hay. But some people like the smell of
hay. Some people really like it.
Do you like the smell of hay? Yeah. Some people like the smell of hay.
She likes everything clean smell like. That's how you are.
Did you use bleach at all?
No. Not a bleach smell. Yeah, but I understand that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So explain to our listeners, though, how do they use these essential oils? Because I just learned recently that I got to put some on my hand and I could rub my hands together and I could smell it. So explain that to our listeners, because I think a lot of people don't know.
Absolutely. And so when you're working with a company that has the level of essential oil testing that doTERRA has, you're the ability to use it in three different ways. So aromatically, we're going to be using it. We're going to use it for that little child back here.
Yeah, we have a crying baby at the bowling alley.
So maybe what we're going to do is we're going to put it in a diffuser. So at nighttime, if you have a really high effective diffuser that can help the get into the air, you can breathe it in. You could place it even on the pillow and or on the bottom of the feet. And then sometimes even people will put a couple of drops in some tea. So Roman chamomile is a wonderful one to put a couple of drops in a hot tea. And therefore, again, it's the ability to help regulate the body's systems. So what we want to do is we want to assist our body using it the three different ways, the aromatic, the topical, and the internal.
Okay.
And you've got to be, again, very careful as to which essential oils you're using internally, because not all essential oils are created equal.
Right.
So if our you know, caregivers are having that trouble, sometimes what they might want to do is they might even want to just put it in their hands and breathe in from their hands and, you know, cup it around their nose and their mouth and just take in a few deep breaths and then even put a couple of drops on their pillow.
Well, I'll tell you here. So my husband, Tom, has breathing issues, COPD and everything, and he has an inhaler. And recently we were somewhere, and he was like, I can't breathe. And I was like, try some of this peppermint. And he was like, oh my goodness, this is better than my inhaler.
Well, sometimes people will assist, you know, in putting a drop or two into some of their units at nighttime.
Wow.
Just to be able to breathe better at night and, again, assist the respiratory system. Even if they put it on their chest, it even helps out. And, again, we're very careful to use only 1 to 2 drops at any time because that's how powerful these essential oils are.
And people don't – people think more is better.
Isn't that the case? And right?
You and I are that more.
Yeah, we
And it's the opposite is true. Less is more for using good essential oils.
What did you give Linda and I before the show?
So I gave you a combination of a drop of peppermint and wild orange.
And that would do?
Yes.
That was very helpful
for all of us.
Yeah.
Not only did it help to, you know, bring us down from our little bit of anxiety to, you know, to bringing us to a more balanced state so we could do the show.
Exactly.
How do you feel now?
I feel fine.
Yeah.
I'm looking at myself. How couldn't I feel?
You feel really good, right?
Well, and
I think some of it is just you get into that ritual where you start doing the right thing to yourself and you start taking care of yourself better. And I think that's so important because too many of my caregivers I see are just reaching for a pill.
Yeah.
And already their loved ones are on enough pills. I don't need them on more pills.
You know, one of the things that I've really found necessary for the use of essential oils in this capacity is consistency. It's just like anything.
Well, somebody says, okay, so you get a pair of glasses and you put the glasses on, you can see. Okay, and you take the glasses off and you can't see. So if you use the essential oils and it works, and you stop doing the essential oils, it doesn't work. I think that's a good analogy to kind of explain it.
I think that also people don't realize that the essential oils are also used as preventative.
Okay, no, I didn't realize proactive. That. Okay.
So when we're looking at areas of proactive self-care, listen, there's no way that we could ever be done taking care of ourselves. No way we could ever be done.
No.
You know what I mean? The happiness just sometimes goes up. I know.
It would be nice.
It would be so. However, we consistently need that help and a little bit of assistance each day. It's a cumulative. It's very cumulative. So what we want to do is we want to say, you know what? Even if we're using 1 to 2 oils a day, and that's okay. Like, honestly, I don't even want to tell you how many I use a day.
Really?
But it's okay.
I want to know how many.
Do you want to know? So on my bed table, I probably use 10 before I go to bed.
Is that what you look like? You look like...
That's why we're well, not fabulous.
She's not on camera because we're not putting pretty girls on today.
We're just putting old farts on today.
Yeah, that's right.
No, because... You know, you can put essential oils in almost anything, couldn't you? So in
well,
my face
I know you came over my house one time and put it in a little hummus we had.
Well, yes, but I'm just saying even in personal care. So, of course, I'm using essential oils in face care, personal care.
Your hair.
In hair care, body care. Right, of course.
I want to do the hair one, Winnie.
Yeah. But all right, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. So, again, we go back to habits. Good habits and healthy habits create healthy outcome.
Right.
So let's try and now, how difficult was it to put a drop of oil in your hand?
Nothing. Nothing.
But we forget to do that.
Right, because we need to get in the habit.
So here's a great way of remembering.
Okay.
Okay. How many times do you brush your teeth a day?
Twice.
Most people do it twice, right?
Three or four.
Oh. Okay, well, you've got clean teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, remember, let's just remember that it can be as easy as brush your teeth, oil your feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And does it, I guess if you put it on the bottom of your feet, they'll be a little smoother from the oil.
Well, it can't hurt, but I'll tell you, you know, when I first heard about that years ago, when my daughter was little and she was sick, I would put Vicks Vapor Rub on her feet with socks. And it would just kind of like penetrate up her whole body.
So the only difference between an essential oil and any other type of product that you put on is the molecular structure, right? So remember that the essential oil can actually penetrate the cell. There's not many things that can penetrate a cell, practically nothing, right? And
okay.
So you have to remember, anything on the outside of a cell, anything on the inside of a cell can be affected by the essential oil because of its molecular structure.
Okay.
So when you put it on the bottom of your feet, which has the largest pores, honestly, it will go into your system within 20 to 30 seconds and hit every cell within 30 minutes. And it's usually dependent on your metabolism, but, well, that's another way, but your feet have the largest pores, right?
Oh,
so.
And I have large feet.
And
yes. You're good.
Wow. Well, that's good. Right?
I'm going to be using big bottles.
So, and again,
less is more,
right?
Oh, yeah,
we want to use less more often. And
okay.
So if you do have when you have a chronic or an acute condition, that's when you readjust the use of essential oils, right? Because if it's something where right now a caregiver is experiencing extreme, maybe, angst, irritability, something like where their emotions just snap.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm saying because we can only tolerate so much at a certain time. You can utilize the essential oils at that very moment, but you might need them every 30 minutes until it subsides.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you got to brush your teeth a lot that day.
So if you can remember that it, they are used acutely, but they are used chronically as well.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And, okay, tell us a little bit about putting some of the essential oils like in food or tea or something like that, because I don't think people think about that.
Yeah, again, we have to remember that because the essential oil industry isn't regulated, we must be assured that if you see a certified pure therapeutic grade and it has supplement facts on the bottle where you can say to eat it, you know, that it's right. edible, then you can take it internally. Now, think about it this way, though. It wouldn't even matter. If you go to the store, remember that 100% pure doesn't always mean that you can take it internally, right?
Right.
So if we remind our friends that they must be fit.
They really need to read the
ingredients. They really do. Because I wouldn't even put something topically on if it doesn't say
right.
for internal use. So we've talked about a little bit about teas, right? Because a lot of caregivers may, at the very, end of their night, end of a busy day, it would be something that they might have, or even in the bathtub.
Well, it could be a lovely habit.
It could be a beautiful
After
habit
mom goes
of being
to
able
sleep, to... Now I sit down or I take my bath with some essential oils or it's my tea time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's my wine time.
It could be my me time. What's that?
Can you put it in wine?
I might not.
No?
But, you know what you could do. Here's a great idea.
Okay.
So what we've done is we've taken a ice tray and we've put, different liquids in the ice tray, such as non-alcoholic. Okay. So
Right. Let's
just say you've got cranberry juice, you've got water,
juice,
you've got apple juice, whatever.
Right, yeah.
You could actually put a drop of, lime for margarita lovers, or you could put a drop of whatever, right? Grapefruit or any of those, lime, lemon.
All right, ladies, I don't want to cut you off, but we know we're at the bowling alley and we're in touch with the station, and it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors. So don't go away, guys. We will be right back live at Liberty Lanes.
That's what friends are for good times and bad times.
The first shot came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation. At no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Christine M. Payne is a dedicated educator, speaker, and wellness advocate for over 20 years. She is a champion in supporting caregivers and their families with personalized and tailored wellness plans and continued mentorship program. ChristineMPayne.com was created to provide a resource for health, hope, and emotional healing to every home through the gift of essential oil. Christine has a servant's heart, and her mission is to empower caregivers with educational services and natural healthcare solutions. As a national an international speaker and educator, Christine has provided the tools for individuals, corporate pilot programs, and service organizations on the topic of essential oils and proactive self-care. Did you know 60% of caregivers say they do not adequately take care of their own physical and emotional needs? Please contact Christine at 941-387-6800 or visit her at ChristineMPayne.com. That's ChristineMPayne.com. To start your journey of proactive self-care and for a complimentary class and wellness consultation.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413. Promo code Linda. Don't delay. Call today.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, friends. We're back live at Liberty Lanes talking to our friend Sherry over here, who's just laughing at us. We're so glad that you're still with us today. This has been an exciting day, actually, broadcasting live from the bowling alley. We are here for a fundraiser that is sponsored by Assisting Hands and Ruth and Ruth. They got a whole bunch of door prizes here, and a bunch of people are going to stop bowling in a little while. So how are you doing today, Sherry? It's all good?
Good.
We're glad you're here.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it's all good. So, Christine, let's tell me about that essential oil you just showed me during break.
So, a lot of times, when we're doing some blends that are really effective for certain emotions, one of the blend that came up for today was the gratitude blend. And when we actually put different essential oils together, they create such a unique smell and a aroma. So for anybody, and chemistry, so for anybody who is out there looking for the Embrace Gratitude blend, we want to add oils like bergamot. It's a very citrusy blend. It's a oil from Sicily. Clove, which is a more heaty, you know, it reminds you of Christmas time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Frankincense, king of all oils, right? It's one of the best oils for that grounding effect and many other physical attributes. But geranium. Most people wouldn't think geranium, because geranium is more flowery.
Well, I wouldn't even think of that as an essential oil, really.
So there you go. It's one of the best ones. Oh, my goodness.
I like the
for
smell
skin.
Of geranium.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Of course, wild orange is on there, right? And white fir or a fir, some type of a woodsy. So when you combine maybe even three out of that list, it really helps the body's ability and the olfactory system, when you smell it, to go into the brain to say, wow, does that ever make me feel great? I actually wanted to read a quote from Melody Beattie. I don't know if anybody...
I love Melody Beattie.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a gratitude queen.
Isn't she? And yep.
She always says, gratitude unlocks the fullness of your life. I don't know what that quote is, but it's really good.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this one that I took. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Yeah. And I think that sometimes even when people have that feeling that they just can't get there, if they were to pick up something that would help them, you know, get over that hump, which sometimes is...
just some kind of trigger.
I love that, because that's a way to make sure that we are interrupting a pattern in our brain to get away from the emotion of whatever that negative emotion might be. So pattern interrupt is a huge one. And when you can do it with an aroma, now you've attached that aroma to a good feeling, and that's why it sends a completely different chemistry.
When you come in the house and you smell chocolate pudding, and you come in the house and you smell apple pie, or any kind of bread,
right?
You know,
it brings that because that sense of, you know.
But so you also gave me like a little inhaler thing that reminds me of the old days. They used to have the Vicks. You used to snuff it up your nose.
They still have that.
And did they still have it?
They still do. And what we want to do is remind people again the difference between the all natural aroma stick and the synthetic one.
Well,
right?
What I did is I went on Amazon and I bought some of them empty. You know, you buy them empty, and then I made them myself.
Capsules.
Right.
But that's perfect.
Because I think that is so wonderful, because you could just have that in your pocket.
There you go.
You know, and for somebody too, when you're dealing with a loved one that has Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, it might be hard to get them to rub something on their hand and smell it or whatever, but if you could give them
just open up the little cap, just smell that way. Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking like when you're in the doctor's office and you might feel anxious or whatever, if you just have that with you, it just makes it so much easier. And then once again, once you get in the habit, then you know, okay, I'm feeling tense.
Even when they're in the car. Yeah. I've got to tell you, the essential oils have helped us with somebody who I won't mention in terms of driving.
Because I'm petrified. I get very nervous driving, so that would be a good time for me.
Absolutely.
I hate
it driving. Tell me too. Let me talk, because we have all sorts of caregivers that listen to the show. It's not just people that have that are seniors or elders. What about a mom with a finicky baby?
So remember, again, essential oils are meant to be used properly, whether it's a newborn baby or whether it's an older elderly, okay? It's just the dilution. So for the mom, obviously she's going to require some assistance when she's dealing with a newborn, right? Or a baby or somebody or a child.
Right.
So we can utilize essential oils topically, aromatically.
So it's perfectly fine to put some lavender on a baby's pillow.
So, or yes, or even on the bottom of their feet, but using a little bit of a dilution. And we usually just say, if you can take a carrier oil like a fractionated coconut oil, and maybe per teaspoon, put in a drop for a newborn, for a baby, you know, because you're just cutting it a little bit.
Yeah.
And that way, you know,
their systems are,
yep. As long as they, you know, we have those classes, of course. So what we want to do is we want to bring, you know, that free education to our moms, to our care workers, to the elderly. We want to bring that education.
So explain to our listeners how they find out about your classes and what they're like, and so they get an idea. Because I don't think people are going to go out and use essential oils until they have the education.
Or they use them incorrectly, and then they get an adverse response, and then they say it doesn't work. Correct. So I would suggest that, you know, anyone who's interested in attending a free class here in the, you know, St. Pete, Pinellas area,
Tampa
Bay area. If they wanted to just go to my website, ChristineMPayne.com, there's a calendar. And in that calendar, what we'll do is we post local places where we do free classes, and they can come to any of them. They just have to RSVP because we do provide refreshments.
That's a good thing.
Work going.
Right?
I did that thing at the Treasure Island Chamber of Commerce with you.
Correct. And so we have many of those around town. We have a lot of collaborations with the doctors and with the, you know, the holistic health practitioners to also come in and add some education as well.
Because doctors now think it's a good idea.
Absolutely. Well, they're trying to bring that closer together.
What was the name of the chiropractor that did that
thing? Oh, Dr. Jason Miller.
Okay, Jason Miller. He just called me the other day.
Perfect.
And in fact, while we're talking about chiropractors, he wants to hook up with my chiropractor, who is Colette Chesko, who evidently they went to school together, or they were board together in the day. But I so much believe in chiropractic. I so much believe in taking care of yourself without using some of the bad things that are for you.
She just moved.
She just moved from St. Pete to Seminole, which is right where I live. She's like down the block. I'm so happy. I mean, it saves me like 4 hours a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I go at least twice a week. I make a commitment to take care of myself to do that. But knowing that it's just down the block now. So all my friends in like the Seminole area that were always looking for a good chiropractor, and you said you didn't want to drive to St. Pete? No excuses. So call me. I'll give you Dr. C's information. She's going to be on the show October 6th.
Oh, wonderful.
So October 13th, the week before our grand opening.
Oh, perfect. Cool. So, and I think that's why it's wonderful to have the validation from a lot of doctors who use essential oils as another tool to reinforce the health of any client or patient.
Right.
Yep.
Right. It just makes so much sense because we're taking too much medication. We're eating too much. We're drinking too much. We're not taking care of ourselves.
And when we might not even know.
That's a big, big, big part of it.
We just have to be, if you look at how what you're doing to the world of caregivers, they don't know what they don't know. We just have to be able to say, you know what, sometimes the education will empower them to want to learn more about anything.
Right.
And obviously alternative medicine is such a huge broad range of topics out there that some people don't even know what to believe.
And just be open to the possibility. I'll give you an example. Years ago, when I lived in New York, I had facial neuralgia. So facial neuralgia, like half of your face is dead. And I went to a doctor, and the doctor said, you can take this pill, but you're going to have to take this for the rest of your life. I don't want to take anything for the rest of my life. Somebody said to me, why don't you try acupuncture?
Wow.
And I was scared, they're going to stick needles in me, whatever. But I went to an acupuncturist a few different times, probably over like a period of 3 weeks. Gone.
Wow.
Gone.
See? So if people are aware of things like that, that's where just learn and understand it, and then especially when there's a referral, right? Like we feel more comfortable to refer to each other because we've already been there and we've already experienced a good experience, not a bad one.
Right.
So when we do, we have no problem saying, hey, why don't you come to so and so, Dr. So and so, or whatever, who helped me.
Right.
Because this is what we have to make that caveat with even essential oils, because they don't cure, they don't treat, they don't, right? We have to just make sure. And yet they do amazing things. So again, it's the understanding first before it's the experience. And then once the experience happens, then we get empowered to want to teach other people.
Well, and like you said, so it doesn't cure, it doesn't this, it does that. You know what? Laughter doesn't cure anything, but it sure makes you feel a whole lot better. You know,
and that's the cheapest medicine, right?
Like, yeah.
Wow. So exactly. And so because we can't say that simply because of the FDA, right? We've just got to be where we are with it.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine because when we come to classes and we know what they have done or what we know that, you know, acupuncture or any other holistic,
share with each other.
We are able to learn more from that experience.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, guys, it's getting time to hear from our wonderful partners and sponsors. So here we are. Connecting Caregivers live at Liberty Lanes in Largo. Don't go away. We will be right back.
That's what friends are for.
Well, you came. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're like Pavlov's dog. You know what happens when you hear those horns. It's time to get your paper and pen because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
But do you think first that you could say happy birthday to a few people?
Happy birthday to my brother, David. And happy birthday to Janet in Canada, Lynn's cousin.
Yay.
I almost forgot. Thank God you reminded me.
Well, they're two special people, too.
Happy birthday, guys. We really love you.
Happy birthday.
We hope you're hearing this.
Okay. All right. August 23rd from 1 p.m. Oh, from 1 to 4 p.m. There is a falls prevention symposium at the Emergency Medical Services Center in Largo. RSVP to 727-893-7101. That's 727-893-7101. Then on August 28th, Arden Courts of Largo is having two seminars. Session one from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. is Promises in Caregiving and Why You Shouldn't Make Them. A complimentary lunch will be served from 11:30 until noon. And then session two from noon to one is on guilt, anger, and stress and working through it as a dementia caregiver. RSVP to 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411.
And remember, my friends, knowledge is power, and that the one that Lynn just talked about at Arden Courts, you don't have to go to both sessions. So if you can only make one session, we know that sometimes it's tough. And if you need any kind of respite care, too, you can contact Arden Courts.
Yeah, but make sure you have lunch.
Yes, lunch is good.
Lunch is good. On September 1st, from 2 to 3:30 p.m., Sages Theater is presenting Denying Gravity at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Palm Harbor. Admission is free. RSVP to 727-536-7076. That's 727-536-7076.
And you know what? You and I haven't had an opportunity to go to that Denying Gravity yet, but we got to hook up with one of them soon because people are just raving about it.
Really?
And it's fall prevention with humor.
Oh, well, if you awesome. would stop filling my calendar, we might fit it in.
I told her the other day we ought to make an appointment just to go over our calendars. I'm like, bring your calendar.
Yeah, my paper calendar. Well, Linda does it on the phone. All right. Now, this is important. The Kiwanis Breakfast Club of Seminole and the City of Seminole are again hosting the Field of Honor, honoring our veterans. The flags will be placed on the front lawns of the Seminole City Hall and the adjacent post office from November 1st to December 1st. Each flag will have a customized streamer. The streamer cost is $35. To sponsor a flag, go to www.KiwanisSeminoleBreakfast.com.
That's a mouthful. And anybody that's at the bowling alley right now, I have information right here for the Kiwanis flag. So if you come down by the radio table, we can give you that information. And I can't tell you how much that means to a vet. $35.
I signed up yesterday.
Who'd you sign up? Your husband?
My husband. Yes. I could say husband because he's no longer with us.
Well, yeah, I signed up my husband. My nephew just signed up. My dad. Becky just told me she signed up a couple
also
people.
James.
It's such an honor. And I'm telling you, when you drive by there and you see 300 flags waving, and you know, we light them up at nighttime to be respectful and everything. It's really,
the first
year with the Kiwanis, we started out, I think it was like 29 flags. Ugh. And now this year we're hoping for 300 flags. And I'll tell you, it's a lot of work too. And most of the people in my Kiwanis group, I love them to death, but I'm like one of the youngest ones.
Yeah.
And we get up there and we put those flags up and take them down. So please do that for one of your loved ones.
Do you remember when we went last year, you took me to show me Jack's flag, and it was so windy. We were trying to get a picture, but they were hitting us in the head.
But I love to see a flag fly.
Yeah.
You know, even like sometimes when you drive down like 19, you see these huge, huge flags. I just love it. I love the flag on the end of my dock where I live. I love the flag.
Well,
thank you, God.
Daughter.
I'm grateful that I'm born in the United States of America.
No, and I'm lucky because I am an American citizen, not born in the
That's right. Well, you chose to be here.
I did.
And that's
well,
really
we both
important.
Did, didn't we?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Canadians here on the show today.
There's a lot of Canadians around me lately. I don't know what the heck it is. And then the one person we said happy birthday today, Jack. Oh, she's from Canada.
Montreal.
So. And she's coming to visit.
She is in October, end of October.
I can't wait. It'll all be good. So, caregivers, Christine, let's wrap it up a little bit. Give us some final words for the caregivers and where they can find you.
So again, you can go to my website, www.christinempain.com, and or you can call me at 941 1-877-687-6800. Isn't that funny how that just happened at that time? Okay, so
Wait a second, because the phone now is a little noisy here, and you're not going to be able to hear what she says, so let's see what we can do.
If anybody wants to call, you can call 941-387-6800. And
Payne is spelled P-A-Y-N-E.
There you go.
And all the information is on my website, Linda's Caregiver Connection. So if you can't remember any of that stuff, just please do that. We're getting ready. The bowlers are going to start pretty soon. They have like 17 teams today. So, hey, Marina. Marina's coming by to visit from Curves. It's all good. And Curves is another place that keeps me healthy. I go there like 3 mornings a week at 6 a.m. and do my workout, and it's all good. So thank you for coming. Go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and honor a caregiver. Enter them for the caregiver contest. It's very easy to do. Thanks so much for joining us today. Like us on Facebook at Connecting Caregivers Radio. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Thank you.
Done.
Good job.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, well, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know where it is. Spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call.